Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, live at the National Hurricane Center. Another update here on Tropical Storm Isaac, centered south of Key West, and still a tropical storm, maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour. We've had an Air Force reconnaissance plane investigating the system for the past couple of hours. They're going to keep out there for the rest of the afternoon into the evening and give us continued updates on what the central pressure and the winds are doing, but no real significant changes. Isaac has not been strengthening, but it is still a large and sprawling tropical storm with plenty of rain and wind extending well to the north of the circulation center, not just impacting the Florida Keys, but a good portion of the southern, even parts of the central Florida Peninsula. So wherever you get some of these rain bands setting up for a period of time, you get some locally heavy rains, and right on the immediate coast of southeastern Florida, getting some particularly gusty winds, and down in the Keys, of course, really getting some solid tropical storm conditions for quite some time now, as a pretty significant band rolled over them earlier around the midday time frame, and we're still getting some squalls just north of the center there. In the lower Florida Keys, but look out here to the east. If you can't see it on the satellite and audio only, we're looking at an area to the east of the center where there's a big gap in the thunderstorm activity, but then farther out there's some bands still coming in from the Bahamas, and as this system pulls out into the Gulf of Mexico, the South Florida and the Florida Keys are still going to be on this onshore flow regime from the south. It'll still be moist and with some squally weather and occasional gusty winds and maybe even some isolated tornadoes, especially to the right of where the circulation center is. That's where we get preferred region for tornadoes. So all of those hazards are going to be dealing with well into Monday. As the day goes on Monday, things will gradually get better. But certainly today and tonight, good time not to be out and about, especially not on the roads. That's how folks can get into trouble in tropical storm conditions and flooded roadways. The car is the thing you want to stay out of today. Stay home if you at all can. Going into the Gulf of Mexico, even though Isaac is running out of time to become a hurricane before it gets past the Keys here, into the Gulf of Mexico, much greater chance of this becoming a hurricane. We're forecasting getting up to Category 2 before going ashore somewhere on the northern Gulf Coast in the Tuesday night to Wednesday morning time frame. Hurricane watch issued early this morning, in effect for the western Florida Panhandle, the coastlines of Alabama and Mississippi, and southeastern Louisiana all the way to Morgan City. That includes metropolitan New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain. And now that we're getting into the 5 p.m. forecast preparation process here, sometime today or tonight, we're going to have to issue a warning for some part of the northern Gulf Coast. So today and tomorrow are the days of preparation in those areas. So everyone there needs to be paying very close attention to what their local emergency management officials are saying, and find out today if you live in a hurricane storm surge evacuation zone and plan what you're going to do, if you haven't already, about where you're going to go and how you're going to get there if you are told to evacuate. Could it be stronger than Category 2 at landfall? Possibly. It could also be weaker. Again, Isaac, not a hurricane just yet. That's the latest update here, live from the National Hurricane Center, back at 5 p.m. today with our next advisory. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.